After nearly 50 years, Guelph optometrists are retiring. Guelph couple and optometrists Ronald Phillips and Carol Dalziel are retiring after nearly 50 years. The downtown practice has been around for the same amount of time. It was first located at 36 Cork Street, then moved to 59 Yarmouth Street in 1984. The couple has treated an Olympian and an NHL goalie. Phillips caught brain tumors in 5 of his patients and Dalziel was an expert witness in legal proceedings. Read full story here. Former Guelph homeless man who upset neighborhood finds a home. After months of couch surfing and living rough, Aaron Collins found a home. In the fall, Collins was living in an encampment near Lions Park, which sparked outrage from the neighborhood. He was met with confrontation and he said it continued throughout the winter. Earlier in February, he ran into an old friend who is a real estate agent. He connected Collins with a friend who had a vacant unit and now has a place to call home. Read full story here. Guelph to get 8 more speed enforcement cameras, making it 12 in all. After 2 years since the start of automated speed enforcement cameras, ASEs, in the city, the program is set to triple in size. In a staff report headed to a committee of the whole meeting, council is urged to consider a proposed new community safety zone policy and the creation of new community safety zones where ASEs would be required to be located. 4 of the ASEs will continue to rotate through elementary school zones every 4 months. Read full story here. Furry companions uplifting moods around Guelph. Dogs are a mont's best friend, especially when people seek comfort in the furry companions. Sunshine Therapy Dogs has expanded to Guelph and is aiming to bring emotional support for people having them by spend time with dogs. The dog owners and their dogs in the program are volunteers. The dogs are not certified therapy dogs but go through a behavior test with a training and behavior therapist. The Guelph program director, Lainey Clark, is looking forward to seeing what the positive impact on dogs can have on the Guelph community. Read full story here. City seeks nonprofit builder for affordable housing project. The city is looking for a nonprofit builder interested in taking on an affordable housing project. The project was approved in October and it aims to have at least 12 affordable units during the redevelopment of 14 Edinburgh Road South. The building is currently owned by the city, but the plan calls for it to be donated to the selected builder to reduce the cost of the construction. In addition, up to $1.5 million in grant funding is available for the project through city-run programs, with funding provided through the Housing Accelerator Fund. Read full story here. Crown seeks 17-month sentence for Guelph man involved in fatal collision with cyclist. Next month, a Guelph man will learn his fate in relation to a pair of hit-and-runs last September, including one that led to a death of a cyclist. The Crown and Defense gave their submissions. The Defense believes John Simpson Bard should already be out of jail. Crown attorney Julia Forward recommended a 17-month jail sentence, minus time served. Including a 5-year driving ban, a DNA order, 18 months probation and a no-contact order with 7 individuals, including members of Susan Bard's family, who attended via Zoom. Susan, who shares no relation to Simpson Bard, was the woman who died a day after a collision on Victoria Road. Read full story here. People will die, community protests closure of safe consumption site. A protest at City Hall gathered about a dozen people to share their fears regarding the upcoming closure of safe consumption sites. The transition to hard hubs in place of CTS sites is a band-aid in a bullet hole, said protest organizer Mars Russell. They likened safe consumption sites to liquor stores, which stayed open during the pandemic because hospitals couldn't handle the surge in patients dependent on alcohol losing access to it. Andrew McNeil from the Guelph Community Health Center noted the increase in requests for overdose response training in the community. Read full story here.